Welcome to episode 2 of the podcast. Podcast success isn't luck. And I'm really happy you're back. And above all, I'm thrilled about how much, if you've listened to the first episode, how much I received many comments and messages. Yes, I can see in the statistics from how many countries it was watched, of course. That's because of during the Christmas and New Year's holiday season, I assume many are traveling. But even India and Guatemala were mentioned. If you're still there, best wishes. In this countries, yes, and today we're really getting into it. I promised you a thrilling topic today. Do less and achieve more. And the day, the 1st of January, is just perfect for it. The path into the new year. The start of the new year is really just paved with good resolutions. I made some myself yesterday. Here at the New Year's Eve party for a bit.
Yes, got an impression of the individuals.
Folks, what resolutions do you have for the new year?
Interesting. Who more yesterday?
I've already talked about it in the podcast. Resolutions are useless, especially if they're not measurable and time-bound. And good intentions, for example, I'll eat healthier in the new year. Or I'll go for more walks next year. These simply aren't resolutions that are in any way measurable or time-bound. You know that by now. Better.
Mm.
Yes. And many have made plans and resolutions. But let's be honest. Even if you listen to the last episode, even if you follow the SMART rule, much of it will simply be readopted after a few days. This might not concern you, the one listening to this episode, but you know, people, it does concern. Yes. And then you take a why this happens is one of the main reasons we simply take on too much for the new year. And then wanting to start everything all at once. And that's why here's an interesting idea for you. So don't set too many goals for this year, but little. You don't plan to do more, but to do everything you do better. You do little. Well, how does it affect you now? If you've just decided at the start of the year to really get going this year, to tackle all of last year's goals again with vigor, and to focus on
120%
to increase, that sounds a bit far-fetched, if not outright unpleasant. It's possible. But I want to make it easy for you by presenting a concept on how to focus on just one thing in the coming year.
That's the only thing that will lead to so much.
Means you have to work less while simultaneously achieving more.
And
your outcomes will improve. Yes? Sounds too good to be true, right? Yeah, that's true. And this would be the point where there's an online course available for you at an unbeatable offer. And today only, with a discount, and only valid until you've finished listening to the podcast. Yes, at least I've been correcting that for many years now, and you're basically getting a shortcut from me, but that's not how we do things here. Let me explain the whole concept to you. I'll explain to you this one thing you need so you can do less in 2024 and still
achieve. And then I look forward to your inquiries about it.
Here, I've got two quotes for you that you're welcome to write down and that describe it all very, very well. Firstly, the shortest way to get a lot done, it's always about doing just one thing. And the second quote, those who undertake a lot accomplish little. Yes, it really comes across well from the quotes now. This one thing you pay maximum attention
you
to.
You have to give, you eat.
Focus. You're now thinking, isn't that a setting on my phone? Yes and no at the same time. It can be a part of it. The important thing is that you find your focus in the first place. And do that preferably away from the phone. In today's world, we are full of constant distractions, and it's incredibly hard to find our own focus. That's why we're now focusing on just one aspect of the broad topic of focus, distractions. And by that, I mean all the information, all these things that you get day by day, sometimes unasked for, all aiming at just one thing, getting your attention. And if you pay attention to these things, then
is also your focus.
And I have compiled some aspects for you with measures on how to combat the flood of information in the coming years.
Has gotten a grip on it.
The tricky part is that you can't cover all the points.
And you about the paths that must be acted upon just as they are spoken.
Basically, just one thing is enough to set something in motion for you. Your task from now on is as follows. Choose one of the following options and implement it consistently. As a result, the outcomes for you in the year 2024 and also in all subsequent,
yes,
it can be quite astonishing. And I promise you, if you manage to implement several of these points for yourself, then the result will be even better. And you will quickly notice how you do it. Do less and less must, and always achieves more. When we move on to the individual points, I do it based on examples, so you understand the scope. And one of these examples is this very podcast. So stay tuned.
Point one, always be specific.
I did too yesterday.
On the elliptical.
And have been so cautious through my goals and developed just that idea in the process. I'm not waiting until next year. Made a podcast just yesterday on the 31st of December. Namely, I'm creating the technical possibilities. I have to educate myself. I didn't know how it works. I hadn't even started the project and want the first episode by evening.
Half online. Yes, that was my goal.
Hold the smartphone, which you already know, of course, both measurable and scheduled, because I need to be done by tonight. So I can also take the steps.
Measure.
Yes. And online you'll find a lot of information you need for this topic. You literally find everything. Everything then means at that moment, but also just too much information. Use the internet with purpose and filter precisely. The more precisely you know what you need, the less the internet will distract you with other things. And I'm sure you know, getting distracted on the internet is something, let's call it the internet hamster wheel, something the internet is incredibly good at. So the more concrete you know what the internet is supposed to do for you, the more it will help you. In my case, it was researching platforms that could handle it technically. I then looked around a bit, Googled a bit, and there was incredibly much. I didn't know how to assess it and then had a simple idea. Just check under podcast that I really like. What all the references to.
Goodbye.
And was able to find out under almost every podcast, there's the technical solution, sort of as part of that solution's advertising. And some podcasts had the same provider. I checked it out. It made sense somehow, so I chose it. And this leads us to our second point. The minimum required amount. Gathering information is kind of like taking medicine. There's a minimum required amount that it's necessary to do so in order to experience the positive effects. But the further multitudes, what you then take would remain without positive effect. Generally, that's a negative indicator. And that's exactly how it is here. I had my technical provider ready. I was able to start the whole thing at 6 o'clock. Of course, that involves a bit more. I had to spend a few hours on it, had to do some more.
Writing a script for the first
episode. But it worked. And when it comes to absorbing information, that means there's only so much you really need to reach your goals. Anything you research beyond that has little effect, and at least
also related to time and focus,
rather negative consequences. And there they are again, our distractions. I could have researched for weeks on end. I could have just pushed my time window back, but I didn't.
Have I found the best solution now?
I don't know, but you and I are listening to this podcast, so you're listening and I'm speaking, which means I must have done something right. And at least I'm not alone. First things first online. An important topic on this information deficit, which we might have in mind because we haven't researched everything. The neologism FOMO, fear of missing out, the fear of missing out on something important. Often we think there's something better out there. What we might be missing, we think if we just read one more blog, visit one more website, listen to one more episode,
listen, we then still we have learn this, something.
Which then advances us 100-fold.
Brings.
The unconscious effect on it, however.
This means, however, that
due to this approach, our whole goal is shifted. We've lost sight of the actual goal, replacing it with what we think is the goal. Then there's the actual intake of information. And our brain tricks us into thinking that we're actually working successfully because we're always doing something that also has to do with our original goal. But the actual goal, unfortunately, we don't get any closer to it. So I thank you for your attention. I think if you implement something based on limited information, it's significantly more than doing nothing with a lot of information. Because those who are easily distracted have to take many detours and always has a very full list of unfinished tasks for sure and projects.
Point number three, the daily flood of email.
Of course, a lot has been written about this and we could make an entire podcast on
Everyone knows that emails can take up a lot of time. And only a few of us have a system to handle it effectively. And by that, I mean a system
lasts more than a week.
And also longer than is in use, and then somehow proves itself and really leads to efficiency. Of course, there are enough hobbies, but who really sticks with them? So here's a tip. While you're working on a task, turn off your email notifications. Not for nothing is it called Kiss at Apple and
Bird
some other devices.
Mode.
And if you'd like us to explore the numerous options available for these emails and everything, one, really efficient processing, I'm presenting it and making a podcast about it, then write to me. Just do it. Then I'll be very happy to do that too. And the fourth point, it goes hand in hand with the third, turn off for the duration.
The research in your
cell phone.
Smartphones are wonderful and have enabled us to do much more throughout the day, to be more efficient and to access information from almost anywhere. We can be in contact with others at any time or participate in their lives on social media.
Here we are again. Hashtag internet treadmill.
At the same time, this quickly leads to an overload of information. We only have a very limited daily attention battery. Every new piece of information and every decision costs us a bit of this battery. And then, often, there's not much left for the actual task. Nothing left over. By the way, the attention battery would also be, I believe, an outstanding topic for its own podcast episode. If you hear more about it,
feel free to write to me.
The solution is now incredibly simple. Turn off the phone or put it in do not disturb mode during such work moments. Few modes his due. The advantage of focus mode is VIP contacts I could then still reach. So if there's a fire at home, the child needs to be picked up from daycare, or your trusted go-to has an incredible deal ready for you, then how
did you find out?
And then it might also be worth briefly interrupting your work for such unimaginably important things, but these should only occur very rarely. The main thing is that you're not disturbed by constant notifications and thus get distracted. A very, very, very important point is the focus mode. It's not the silent mode. That's something entirely different. You'd still see it flash and sometimes vibrate. When I was on the elliptical trainer yesterday to research for the podcast, what I can do, I immediately focused, implemented. It was online. I could do research. But I also
because
didn't want
to. I keep getting these notifications.
Immigration
December
yesterday.
30th. What was going on? How many people
wishing
broke
you
in?
A happy new year.
Wish to or share some funny pictures, which I appreciate very much. And
if
also
one would love to participate, but not at that moment. For I had one.
Bring in the podcast by evening, and I
not that I would do it like
I
that.
I would have managed if I hadn't been constantly rejected. Fifth point, exact planning.
I can already feel what you're thinking at this point.
Does he have nothing better in stock? Yes, I should plan. Yes, of course I have to plan. Yes, but the question is how your planning is usually good.
How much?
With your planning, you're really setting up.
That's within the intended time. Do you stick to your plan? Until you toss it aside, until you remake it, until you let it slip.
Are you extending the deadline or ultimately the goal?
You change a plan. Ultimately, it's nothing but the path into a structure. And most of us know that a structure moves us forward. I probably know this even better than many others as I create a structure for each of my tasks.
Ideally, without me,
with this podcast, it admittedly gets difficult, but I do that very, very consciously and with pleasure. So knowledge alone is important for a plan. Brings neither implementation nor solution. Also, an example from this podcast, everything you've heard so far, you now know. If you don't implement it, though, then your new knowledge is useless. You need to turn your knowledge into a structure. And that's exactly what we call a plan. And to make this even more appealing to you, there are studies that say you can forge a plan and you can save an hour when implementing it. So, personally, I think it's a really good deal. And you might now have a first idea why in my life I have time. Maybe because I'm
very
thinking about the plans that bring everything into a structure. But back to the plans, no. These usually fail in practice due to three very mundane factors. First, many plans are not meant seriously at all. You write something down, you plan something grand, you have good feelings, it's supposed to start. You know subconsciously, though, that you're doing it in that way with the necessary discipline and within your timetable. You will not implement. Second, plans are often complicated. If you do not make it very, very easy for yourself, if you try to accomplish your plan day by day with full focus to get into the structure, then you will fail. Complex plans are not consistently implemented in 99% of cases. And thirdly, often there are simply too many plans. That is something I always like to emphasize to my participants in the first webinar. The saying, we overestimate what we can do in one.
What? In one day?
Or also complete in a week.
And simply overwhelm us. And then we're surprised when we get nothing done. And that motivates us, rightly so. But we don't care about that. Underestimating is how much we can accomplish in a year if we consistently follow a plan towards a structure. We tend to overestimate what we can achieve in a short time, but completely underestimate the overall. What we can achieve over a long period. If you see, point six, multitasking. I'll make this point very quick. There are numerous opinions and myths. And the most charming one I still find is that only women, can multitask. In practice, however, as soon as you're working on more than one thing at the same time, you're not focusing anymore. No? And that is completely independent of gender. Yes, there are people who might be able to do it a bit better. And there are people who are very bad at it. And those who are really bad at it, they are in the majority, in the large, large majority. Perhaps it's possible to accomplish several things at once, but then with certainty, with more time expenditure, and as a result, end up with a poorer outcome. Multitasking doesn't work. That's a myth. And when you do one thing, you only do it for a specific period of time. And period. At least 60 minutes, unless you're done with the task earlier. I know there are also various other techniques, the Pomodoro technique, something that is often mentioned. There are also many fans of this method. That's something where working in 15 or 25 minute intervals, then taking a 5 minute break, then another 25 minutes. I personally do not think much of it. Everyone may be different in that regard. I think one can concentrate on something for 60 minutes, follow through. And if you do that consistently, eliminating all distractions, then you've come a very long way. And what if one manages to do this, for example, 3 times a day? Working on a task for an hour, 60 minutes, 3 times a day, consistently.
Make use of it!
Be incredible. Shape your structure. Dedicate yourself to the one thing planned for this time slot. 1 hour. And now comes another great effect. After that, you're not as stressed and drained as usual, since your mind only had to focus on one thing. And during the breaks in between,
into the internet,
if you're looking to get started, then just do that. But also think about your attention battery. A walk in the fresh air would surely be a better alternative. So with all this information, I wish you a wonderful further start into the new year, 2024, and hope that it is a year full of productivity will increase, and I'll amaze you with my podcast.
Support, and maybe it makes sense for us to just keep this podcast going.
Let's go over it calmly in the next...
Listen to it for days, take some more notes, and make a first
click. You pick out a point and say
just
it.
Just going for it now.
If you do well on this point, maybe you'll add another one next month. Implement it, observe the effects, and feel free to tell me about it. So feel free to contribute to the further contents of the podcast as well. Give me feedback, give me topic suggestions, and now I have more.
My personal request.
Share this podcast right after this with someone who you think could use this information too. Just send the link via WhatsApp. You can find the link
on Send.
And if you like the content,
if the room has it, then I look forward to a fifth.
Please leave a review so the podcast can grow in the coming
months.
You
become known.
If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button so you don't miss the next episode. The podcast is called Success is Not Luck. It's all about structure, discipline, and hard work. But always remember, today is a good day to be happy. See you in the next episode.